Being cheated on is almost as painful as getting hit by a bus. When you first start a relationship with him, he promised he would always be faithful and you believed him. He seemed like the perfect guy at the time, even though there may have been signs that you had ignored. Then one day you come home to find another girl or guy in your bed. What do you do? Well, first thing, stay calm. There's a very negative stereotype that's been making waves recently, and that's the crazy girlfriend. As seen in full force in Taylor Swift's Blank Space, the crazy girlfriend destroys and defaces his possessions. She yells at him at the top of her lungs and threatens bodily harm, and this troupe probably needs to die. But it's being accepted as the norm now, and many women feel this is how they should act. So when you're tempted to act out the scenes of Taylor Swift's music video, don't. If you've caught your partner red-handed or you found compelling evidence, the best thing to do is quickly remove yourself and calm down. Anger may be the most powerful emotion there is, as people have done horrific things that are unlike them when they're angry. Calm down and think about what you've just seen. Be sure that you've taken yourself far from the scene of the crime, where you can't see the perpetrator and he can't contact you. Turn off the phone and think about what happened and what your next actions are going to be. Cry if you need to cry, but never blame yourself for what's happened. Everyone has a choice, and everyone is responsible for his or her own actions. When you've collected your thoughts, it's time to talk to someone. Talking and letting out your feelings will prevent you from doing something drastic. The best people to talk to are your mother, your best friend, or a friend you know who's recovered from something similar. You can talk to them either on the phone or in person and pour out your heart. After you've done this, and only then, should you go back to your partner and talk to him. Have an honest conversation about what happened, and don't allow him to lie. Don't allow him to turn the blame on you, and most of all, don't get angry. If you believe trust is no longer attainable, break off the relationship. If he is truly sorry for what he's done, put your relationship on a small break, where both of you can think things through. If you want, get him to agree to relationship counseling at this time, but only if he's truly repentant. Make him understand that you'll need a lot of time until you'll be able to trust him again. Tell him the consequences of his actions, such as no sex, spending time away, having to do more favors for you, whatever it is. If he's willing to go through all of that, then try it out. Remember, he's on probation, which means one more mistake and he's out. What matters above all else is your dignity, and sometimes, in order to keep it, you have to let him go. Don't worry, you'll get over it soon enough, and you'll find someone better.